Well, good morning, everyone. What a everyone, yeah. Welcome to Generations Community Church. And we welcome those who might be on Zoom or maybe coming on soon. And I did look at the weather, so it's supposed to be sunny now for most of the afternoon and warm, so we can't wait to get out there and enjoy it. And I'm looking forward to it as well. And I just wanted to personally say thank you to those who are praying for our family. As most of you know, Grandma died on Monday. And it was a crazy day because it started off cloudy, and we all wondered if we were even going to be able to see the eclipse in our area. And then, of course, Grandma had died, so we were at the home, and it was really quite beautiful. I didn't want to talk too much about it, but I mean, as we were leaving behind Grandma, they stopped for the residents the staff on her floor and said some lovely things, and then some of the staff had some things to share. And one of the things that was shared was how Grandma loved the sunshine. She was on the south side of the building and just always commented about the sunshine, how she loved it, and that was a comment that was made. And then as we moved downstairs, there must have been about 50 people who had lined up around, and some more wonderful words, and it was very quiet. And of course, we went outside and said goodbye to Grandma, and when we got outside, the clouds had all moved away, and it was, I don't know, it was around 2 o'clock, and so Grandma felt her last sunshine. So as we said goodbye and she drove away, a whole bunch of the staff members came outside and started putting on their solar glasses. And it was already a quarter of the way through. And so we grabbed ours as well. And as the day went on, we managed to get out and watch. And I took my dad home. We sat out in the parking lot at his place. And it was kind of, there was some irony, just the way the sun was beautiful and then it went dark. But then it became beautiful again. It got real sunny out. So I thought I would just share that. It kind of inspired the music for today, just thinking about the clouds, the sunshine, the darkness, and then how the sunshine ruled again at the end of the day. And so we're going to begin. I'm going to just read a couple verses, and then I'll ask you if you're able to stand with us as we sing our first song. I wanted to just read a couple verses from Genesis chapter 1. And it's verses 14 to 16, and it says this. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the sky. These lights will separate the days from the nights. They will be used for signs, to show when special meetings begin, and to show the days and years. They will be in the sky to shine light on the earth." And it happened. So God made the two large lights. He made the larger light to rule the day, and the smaller light to rule during the night. He also made the stars. Would you stand if you're able as we just begin to open up in our praise of a God who is a God of wonders. The universe declares his majesty.
Oh, in the morning. I will celebrate the light. When I stumble in the darkness, I will call your name.
Genesis to Revelation, thinking about the clouds, it says in verses 7 to 9, look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the people on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, and righteous with me. Though these are days of trial, now
And these are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding a temple of prayer. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are as wide in the Jehovah. There's no God like 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 Jehovah. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, lift your voice, hear of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Oh, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, and at the trumpet calls, lift your voice, hear of Jubilee.
And since last week, somebody had actually requested this song, and since we did have the eclipse, I thought this would be appropriate. And I was thinking about Ashley, because Ashley managed to go, even though the schools had closed, she was part of a group that took a bus down, and they changed their location, and I think they'll be glad they did. Instead of going to St. Catharines, they went to Burford, and the clouds had moved out, so they were able to see the entire eclipse, and they got to see the ring of fire all the way around, because they were in 100% darkness there. So something about that sun shining was just absolutely beautiful. John 1:1-5 says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now we all know that Jesus, the Word is another word for Jesus. So you know what? I'm just going to insert Jesus into this next, into the rest of this. Let's read it over. In the beginning was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. Jesus was with God in the beginning, and through Jesus all things were made. Without Jesus, nothing was made that has been made. In Jesus was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Are you the light in this world? Have you let your light shine in the dark situations at work or when ungodly things are being spoken near you? I have to remind myself of that as well. Now, this song was requested. So, Jim, let's sing Shine, Jesus Shine.
With the actions, Jim, with the actions.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of my dark is shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you will bring us. Shine on. eyes on your kingly brightness. So our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Here may our lives tell the story.
So much. What an awesome display of your wonders. To have seen that, to watch as the shadow of the moon moved across the sun. And even though we weren't 100% in this area necessarily, Lord, we still got to see the darkness come upon our area at that moment. As the streetlights came on and the weird shadow and the cold breeze swept through, Lord, we got to feel your awesomeness. And then, Lord, as that moon moved off, Lord, and as your sunshine returned and warmed everything up, we just want to say thank you, because we know that you are the God of wonders. We praise you, and we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. End of Hebrews there, or partway through near the end, as we're seeing that they wanted to live honorably. And I think a good way to live honorably is to have Jesus in our vision, to be the Lord of our heart. Would you stand as we sing, Be Thou My Vision?
To save that thou art.
Lord, we just thank you and praise you this morning. As your word was open in our hearing this morning, Lord, we just pray that, Lord, that you are our vision from day to day, Lord. And Lord, that that you are everything. Lord, that you would be our delight. Be Jesus our glory. And Lord, that our souls would be satisfied. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you. And Lord, the conversations we have one another, may we continue to just enjoy our time, even thinking about the sermon afterwards and communicating and just living the word, Lord, and being in the word. We praise you. And we thank you, and we pray for the food downstairs, Lord. Just bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen.